Hello, everyone. Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. It is budget time in all of county government, but we are focused today on Putnam County, and I have with me Mayor Randy Porter. Mayor, thanks for being here.
Absolutely, Ben. Always good to be on your show.
Always glad to have you because you got the knowledge. All the department requests come to you, and you know what's going on with our budget. I'm on the budget committee. And
you're the chairman of the budget committee.
I'm the chairman of the budget committee, and we always do this show to let people know what's been asked of the county commission by elected officials and department heads in Putnam County.
Right.
Because we want to be want them to be informed.
Right. And transparent.
Transparent, so they know what our county government is doing and how we're funding it and, you know, the services we provide. So thanks for being here. Thanks for providing that information. We give you as much information as we can in this show. So I do want to start. The overall ask, Mayor, from department heads and elected officials this year in Putnam County for next fiscal year, 25-26, give me a summary of the overall ask this year.
So it's about $5 million more than requested last year. Big part of that is step raises.
Mm-hmm.
The commission changed the pay scale 2 years ago. To where that it's on emergency services in the sheriff's department, they top out in 10 years, so they get a $2,000 raise each year. Regular employees top out in 15 years, so they get $1,200 per year. So when you're on a normal year, you're looking somewhere around $1.4-1.5 million. That's just automatic and step raises for those employees. And we had a real issue, as you know, Ben, trying to keep employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a pay scale study. And it came back and showed that our employees were way behind what the rest of the folks in county governments and city governments across the state. So y'all fixed that issue. Last year, you gave a $1,500 cost of living raise across the board. And that's got us to where that we are not losing employees.
Right.
I mean, you might lose one or two here or there. That's just natural attrition. But when it comes to losing them to other counties and moving to other places, that's not happened. So those step raises are – you know, a third almost of what those the $5 million request is. Then you got requests for about 17 new employees. The county clerk's asking for a new employee. Merchant management is asking for a new GIS mapping technician that they're splitting 50-50 with the 911 center. EMS is asking for four more critical care paramedics. Fire's asking for three more firefighters. Health department's asking for two folks to open in Monterey a satellite health department office for those folks up there. And they had a tough time in Monterey with Purdue closing and everything. And it's some of those folks have a tough time, you know, getting rides down to Cookeville to the health department. So that's looked at. And then the sheriff is asking for four new deputies, two new detectives, and a new dispatcher. So when you look at that, with the benefits that go along with that, that's about $1.3 million on top of the other $1.5 million. So you're at $2.8 million, almost $3 million. We had a 6.3% increase in our health insurance from the past year. And then the rest of it just kind of falls into all the budgets. You know, property assessors having to do reappraisal coming up, so his budget went up. There's just general increases in the rest of the budget. We're having to build back up the fund balance on the self-insurance fund. You know, that's another $500,000. And so it just – the rest of it is just in general increases because of inflation and our county's growing. And so – but that's kind of the brass tacks of the – of the major increases.
That's a good summary of it. We have, like as you said, we did the work and we put in the effort to help our employees out a couple of years ago, and the response was positive. They were satisfied. They were happy. They appreciated the effort, and I'm thankful for their gratitude. And I still hear it. You know, 2 years after the fact, thank you so much for taking care of us, and we enjoy working for Putnam County. We want to stay here, and we were seeing people go to other counties. We lost employees like in 22. We were losing people right and left, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about losing employees, you don't want to lose them. That's our greatest asset.
Mm-hmm.
But the time and effort and money that you have invested in those employees, getting them trained and where they're at, I mean, it's hard to lose that experience. And then you're just turning around and you're you're a training ground. We were that way back in the 90s, I remember, with EMS, and we were getting every mall trained up, and then they were going to Murfreesboro or Nashville and making more money than what they could make here. And we fixed it back then. I remember they gave the paramedics all a $5,000 raise, and that raised us up to the point that stopped a lot of that. But over the years, if you don't keep looking at that every two or three years, well, you get behind. And so the commission did a great job, I think, with fixing the pay scale and getting it to a point that rarely do we see anybody leave going somewhere else. Most of the time, if they're leaving to go somewhere else, there's some other reason. They've got family and they're moving to somewhere else. They're going to a better job that they're taking. It's just not training those folks and them turn around leaving like it used to be.
Well, the more we can do for our employees, the happier they are and the better job they do, in my opinion.
Absolutely. You want to keep morale high, and right now it's at a good place. I think most of the county employees are very happy. They love their jobs. They enjoy their jobs. And if they're loving what they're doing, that means they're doing a better job.
How is our sales tax doing?
Sales tax is doing pretty good. We're going to average out, I think, this year somewhere around a 4% increase over last year, which is good. Mm-hmm. Any increase is good. We're very blessed to be the retail hub pretty much for the Upper Cumberland, and we've been able to bring in a lot of retail over the last several years. So you get all the surrounding counties. Most of them are coming here to shop and eat. And with our regional medical center, they're getting medical treatment. They're going to the doctor. They're doing most of the stuff here and spending their dollars, and that brings in a lot of sales tax. So sales tax has done pretty well this year.
Yeah, and the reason I bring it up is people, you know, our citizens, our constituents will say, you know, how is Putnam County, and right now, let me just say it on air, we've not officially talked about raising property taxes in budget committee. We met, you know, Monday night, June 16th, the last meeting we had. We're going to meet again on Thursday night, June 19th, but we haven't said a whole lot about it because we haven't approved the budgets, right?
Right.
But I get questions from people. Well, our sales tax, we're doing better than most of the state. We're doing the other parts of the state. Our sales tax is still coming in. But our sales tax feeds debt service,
yeah,
capital projects, and schools.
People don't understand that, right, where sales tax actually goes. I think I figured it up in roughly 4.5% of sales tax is all that goes in to fund regular county government.
Yeah, and regular county general fund is is your office or jail or law enforcement or emergency medical services or emergency management agencies or all the other county elected officials. That it excludes schools and highway and, of course, debt. But that sales tax is very minimum going in the general fund because it's tied up in these other things, right?
It is. That's how we pay our bonds, our bond payments each year. It also goes to allow us to fund new vehicles, sheriff's department, EMS, fire, solid waste, and do the capital projects that we've done. As you well know, Ben, and I think anybody seeing the county, when I came into office in 2014, we had a huge amount of building needs when it came to building maintenance. I think over the last several years, we probably replaced about every roof on every building in the county. And that was one of the major things when I came in. You start paying some of those roofs, $2 and $3 million a roof to replace them. We've made a huge headway. Our county buildings are probably in the best shape they've been in years. And we've been able to pay cash for all of it by those sales tax dollars. And we hadn't had to go borrow money. When we borrowed money, it's been for jail addition, new school, those kind of things. It hadn't been going out here and having to borrow it like some counties do just to do regular building maintenance.
Yeah, and the we could have spent a ton of money borrowing money to do those things. We could have spent in interest rates and closing costs, and we didn't have to because
right.
of the cash, right?
Because of the cash.
So we've saved millions. I mean, literally since 2014, since you and I started, saved millions on paying cash for things that we didn't have to finance, and I think that's a good practice. And we've not put ourselves in dire straits with cash. We have fund balance. We're going to get into fund balances shortly, our cash balances, but we're in good shape. Going back to the general fund, there's not been a lot of decisions made yet on the general fund. The budget committee is still working through. My point of this show was to bring to light what's been requested. the employees obviously is a big part of that, and the 11 new employees and everybody asks for what they think they need, and still deliberating on that. We're always going to provide step raises if we can afford it to maintain our employees, right?
Right.
But right now, you said a $5 million request more than last year. Best case scenario, and I'll say this, I'll try to brag on you as much as I can.
No,
you and your office do a wonderful job of giving us the numbers, right? There's nothing to hide. It's always transparent. It's always available. And you spend a lot of time, and I know this because sometimes I'll drive by the square on a Saturday at 10:30 in the morning or 1:30 in the afternoon, and you're there. And you're working on stuff like this, and you do a spreadsheet for us. You give us a worst-case scenario in your mind and best-case scenario in your mind. If we do not find a revenue source, such as raising property taxes, we, worst-case, may hit fund balance around $6 million, yep. $6.5 million.
Yeah.
Best-case scenario, we may hit it $4 million, $4.5 million.
Yeah.
So we'll get into what that looks like in the next segment, but I wanted to start that conversation now because our budget decisions really revolve around a couple things: property tax rate, fund balance.
Correct.
And we make our budget decisions on that. And so, you know, Mayor, when we come back, I want to talk about fund balance. What's the history we've had in Putnam County since you and I've started in 14? How's our fund balance increased? Because it has. What's caused those increases? What played the factor in us getting to a great fund balance? And you're going to hear me say this again. We're thankful for that fund balance, right?
Amen, yes.
If we didn't have that, if we didn't have the fund balance we had, we don't clean the tornado mess up in 2020.
Exactly.
And in the matter of months and weeks and months, we don't have the cash to pay somebody, right?
Absolutely. There are those ice storms. There was places having to borrow money to do the cleanups. We didn't have to do that because of our fund balance.
No, we didn't have to do that. So that's why fund balance is important. And we'll get into that in just a second. As we return here on Local Matters, this is Ben Rogers with Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers with Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter talking about the fiscal year 25-26 county budget in Putnam County, the request from our department heads and elected officials. The budget committee is currently meeting and deliberating on recommendations to send to the full commission in July. And the process is not completed, but we always have Mayor Porter on to talk about what the requests have been and what is the status of the county now. And we are talking about that, as we said last segment, about fund balance. So, Mayor, how much has our fund balance grown since 2014-15? You started September 1, 2014.
Correct.
So your first budget year, our first budget was handed to us, right? The
Correct.
County Commission approved it in July of 14. We took office in September. Said, here you go, here's the budget. We inherited it. We didn't really have a whole lot to say about it. But from that point on, how much has our fund balance in general fund grown to this date?
So we started out in 2014 with about between 9 and 10 million. It was 9 point something back then. Looks like our audited fund balance that we had at the beginning of this year was 32.5 million. And I know that sounds like a lot, and it is. Mm-hmm. We've done really well, but you have to look over the last 10 years. Due to the growth of our county, most of those budgets have doubled, some of them more than that.
Sure.
Some of them are three times more when you start looking at some of the departments and because of the growth in the county. So when you look and you say 9 was really low to me when you started trying to think – at any given time, we don't start collecting property taxes on up until October, November, and most of them aren't collected until January and February.
Right.
You got a lot of counties that have to borrow money to make payroll. So if you don't have a good, healthy fund balance, it can cost you money down the road. So we looked, you and I both did, and we've been working on this over the last several years, is trying to increase that fund balance. So you get up to probably 2020. You were looking probably at about 15 million, 16 million in fund balance, and we had done pretty good, but we'd had a lot of issues, and that's for the tornado. But over the last few years, our county has really grown, and people understand that, people moving here, new businesses, new retail, and all those kind of things. And so we've been able to increase that fund balance at the same time while our budgets have been increasing. And one of the good things is that, and I'm gonna give it to three or four points. One point of increasing the fund balance has been interest on our savings, on our fund balances. Mm-hmm. And you have to look at our fund balances like you would a home savings account. And so there for a while, you weren't gaining hardly any interest. We didn't budget almost no interest. In the last two or three years, since they raised interest rates, we were bringing in $4 or $5 million in interest, which has allowed us to build our fund balance, but it's also allowed us to pay for some of that growth that's been coming without having to raise property taxes. And so that's one part of increasing fund balance. Another one is that when you did the new jail addition, built a new school, we did that bond issuance, and you opened those, there was about 92 new employees added to County General Fund, our main fund, in 1 year to fund the jail and fund a lot of the other departments that needed more employees. Well, there was no way to find 92 people to go to work because right. we're short in workforce in our county. And so there was a lot of those positions weren't filled. So that money was given back and put into the fund mm-hmm. to help build the fund balance. Next year, the same thing. There was part of the year that they couldn't get all the employees hired, and so more money goes back into fund balance. That interest is accruing and going back. And then you got the other thing is there's been this trust relationship that's been built between the elected officials and the department heads and the commission. I can go back years ago when I was at EMS and a department head that if I turned money back in at the end of the year, they looked at cutting my budget the next year because they thought I didn't need that money. Even though I may have worked really hard mm-hmm. to save money and we had a good year and to try to turn it back, but they'd cut it. So it didn't give any incentive for us to work and try to do that. Now you've given an incentive to the department heads and elected officials that if you don't need something in your budget and you can turn that back in, we're not going to take it away from you right. next year. We're going to give you that same amount next year. And so that's allowed us to, you know, $2, $3 million and turn back in that folks that do a good job and turn it back in. So that's the way we've been able to build this fund balance. Putnam County financially is in very good shape, maybe the best we've ever been in.
Yeah.
We just have to be, I think, we have to be a conservative and think about the future going forward is making sure that we don't start just because we got the money there, start spending it. One thing that's helped us a lot, and I go back to that interest, you start looking at that interest. I mean, what's that, 20, 25 cents on the tax rate if sure. you took that interest down?
Oh, yeah.
So if the Fed starts cutting rates and all of a sudden we're not getting as much interest, then that's going to lower that. And thank goodness we've got that healthy fund balance to be able to take some of this out of. So there is no reason whatsoever for a tax increase this year.
Right.
And I'm saying that on my opinion, sure. okay, as county mayor. You've got healthy fund balances. You can't fund everything everybody wants. But you should be able to fund everything everybody needs and be able to go without a tax increase again this year.
And I agree. This is my show, so I guess I can say what I want to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Larry can let me know later if he don't like it. As a commissioner and budget committee chairman, we talked a lot about fund balance, and our committee members have talked a lot about it. And our department heads and elected officials are talking a lot about fund balance. And we've had those conversations in public meetings. And how does that work? And it works just like you said. You explained it very well. And we have money sitting in the bank. So we have money sitting in the bank and we have revenue that comes in. Those two added together are our available funds to right. spend, right?
Right.
Well, obviously, we don't want to spend everything that's available because we need a fund balance. And we've done a good job. And like you said, there's been some factors where we budgeted for something that didn't get spent, so it rolled back. And that cash stayed in the bank, and we right. didn't spend it, so it rolled back into fund balance. So we're healthy. But just because we have a good fund balance doesn't mean we go spend it.
Right.
Now, I'm okay on one-time expenditures, capital projects, anything one-time we can spend. Yeah, take it out of fund balance. We have, you know, 40% of expenditures in fund balance. Great. Take it out of fund balance one time. It's not recurring. A lot of the requests, the $5 million you talked about this year, are recurring.
Yeah, almost all of them.
And the budget committee asked Monday night for our elected officials and department heads that had any increases in their budget proposal for this next year, not a current budget, not in the year we're in, but next year, to cut it by 10%.
Yeah, not their entire budget.
No.
Just the increase. Request.
So, yeah. For example, I think your budget went up $5,000 total, so you need to cut $500.
Yeah, which is, I think anybody, I know I had a Zoom call with all my department heads for them to do that. They've already done it. We've got those numbers ready. I mean, they may not turn in as much money next year,
right.
but still, they were able to do that. So I don't think most of the departments, I wouldn't think, would have too big an issue.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that big a problem. So I say that to say this, and we'll continue next segment too, but I say that to say this. The committee's making an effort to work with elected officials, department heads, and we ask them to make an effort to work, and it sounds like most everybody is.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that. But the only way we maintain financial stability in Putnam County is if we all work together.
Absolutely. It's a team effort. Everything we do is a team effort.
And one commissioner said it best. I'm not going to name his name. We have done a really good job as a commission.
Absolutely.
To provide funding for our department heads when they request it. It's okay every now and then if we have to say no.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say yes to everything that comes up. You never have done that. So, yeah, we're in a great financial position in Putnam County, and I just think if we keep making good decisions, you'll stay that way.
I think so, too. I'm with Mayor Randy Porter in Putnam County. This has been Rogers on Local Matters. Be back after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers, very thankful to have Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter and a good friend of mine. I'm glad to claim that. Randy, we've worked well together the last 11 years while we've been serving, me and the commissioner, you as the mayor.
Absolutely.
Worked well together before that. You know, I wasn't a commissioner, but you helped me out a ton when you were at EMS and 911 with some things with CTAS. But we're talking everything budget, and we were talking again about fund balance, and the reason we keep harping on it is because it's a big topic of conversation with Budget Committee. And we're trying to get the information out there. Yes, our fund balance is in great shape. And as I said, Monday night, thank God it is, you know.
Yeah, because we were talking earlier about the budget increase, and the county general budget's doubled
mm-hmm.
since you and I came in office. But that's because of all the growth that mm-hmm. we've had. Our county's growing. And so when you start looking at fund balance, what, 10 or 15 million might have been okay several years ago. Now that county general alone is 70 million. I think 25 million is kind of the minimum. And
yeah.
I think you and I agree on
that.
We do. It's about a third of mm-hmm. what your expenditures are, because if something drastic major had to happen and you had to keep the county operating on no revenue for several months, you got to have that money to be able to make payroll.
Right.
Our payroll is about $1 million every 2 weeks.
Right.
Just paying the employees. That's not counting all the payroll sure. taxes and health insurance and everything. So I think we've done very well. Fund balance might be a little too high right now. We built it up really good, but we just got to be careful and get in that happy medium and not take it too low.
So let me add one more point that just come to my small brain. We don't know at July or June when we're doing the budget what grants may be available to us throughout the year, right?
No.
So we may not know that till August, September, later on, January.
Sure.
And if we apply for a grant – and let's say it's a 25% match, but it's really going to benefit
really
what
good.
We're doing, right?
Yeah.
So where does that money come from? Probably fund balance.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's why we have fund balances. If we get a grant, it's going to help us. And I know the state's been very kind to us. They gave us money for the convention center. But if they would have told us, if they had called us and said, hey, we're going to give you $2 million for the convention center, we need you to match 50% of $1 million,
yeah.
most likely our commission was not going to say no. Because
we're
getting $2 million.
Wouldn't give away
right.
the free money.
Where would
money,
that money come from, Mayor?
It'd have to come fund balance.
Fund balance. So that's what we got to think about, right?
Yeah, that's what fund balance is all about, is anything that's going to happen during the year that's not already in the budget and you need to do something. I mean, we had some increased work comp claims.
Yeah.
And we had to take money out of fund balance to put back in the self-insurance fund. We've done that the last 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
But we had it.
Yep.
And so that's what about – I mean, I feel really good, probably as good as you could feel about the health of our county right now when it comes to our finances, and we just won't keep them that way.
Sure.
Yeah, and so we just need to work together and make sure that we keep making good decisions.
Yeah, and we will. We've got a good commission. We've got a good budget committee. We've got great department heads and elected officials. They do work hard. They do a great job. And as far as I know, most of them are very happy with the effort the commission's putting in.
Yeah.
Can't make everybody happy, but that's just part of life. But so let's just a scenario again. We're not even through in budget committee, but a scenario is the commission decides, all right, we have $5 million in extra requests. We're going to fund it without a tax increase. So obviously they're going to hit fund balance.
Yeah.
And like I said, most of that's recurring. So next year at some point in the budget process, if our revenue don't grow $5 million in this next 12 months and our budget doesn't decrease, which it never really does, then you're still on the hook for another $5 million deficit because it's recurring, right? Now, we'll have a growth in the value of the penny. We understand that. But it's not going to be $5 million worth of growth.
No.
I don't know. It grew this year, Bob. I'd have to do some math, but the penny value grew, you know, some for us, but not enough to cover.
About $5,000 on the penny.
Yeah. So roughly, what, $500,000, I guess, we got extra revenue for general fund?
$462,000.
So $462,000.
Yep.
So we have a $5 million deficit for next year, and the commission will have to make a decision. Are you going to increase taxes, or are you going to cut budgets? And so that's what the future holds. And again, if the commission decides to hit fund balance for $5 million and it's recurring expenditures, then it's going to present itself again next year, and that decision will have to be made. Do I agree with it? That's not how I budget generally, but I understand our fund balance is high. So 1 year, maybe, we'll see. 2 years? No way. I don't think you could hit fund balance $10 million in 2 years. I just don't think you can do it.
Well, you could, but then you're going to drop us down, I think, to a level that gets below what we need to keep. Mm-hmm. So I really think, Ben, if interest rates don't change, if the economy stays good, and we keep kind of where we are, I mean, I don't think we're going to hit it that much. I think we'll be hitting it probably less than $4
million. Yeah.
With the cuts that the commission's asked for and everything. So, I mean, I'd be guessing it's, you know, it's going to be less than that $4 million. So, and we can do that one time, maybe two, but at some point you just have to be prepared if something does change, and we hope it doesn't. We hope the economy stays good and everything stays great. No way to have my crystal ball doesn't work very good when it starts going out like that. But if we keep everything good, I think we'll be fine. We just got to keep, like I said, keep making good decisions. I keep falling back on that, but we have over the last several years, and that's the reason that the county's in great financial shape.
Yeah, it is. And so let's talk a little bit about the future. Well, let me touch on schools right quick. The school budget was recommended by the committee, budget committee already, and basically the schools just asked for 50% of the sales tax.
Yeah.
And they didn't ask for anything else.
They didn't ask for anything else, and their budget is, what, $5 million in the hole?
Yeah.
And so they figured that the extra sales tax, and for the folks that don't know, back in the 08-09 financial crisis, schools did get a percentage of the flat percentage of the sales tax, no matter what it was. Well, when everything started falling, all of a sudden they were losing money. And so they came to the commission, from what I understand, best I remember, and asked them, would they stop that? And so the county agreed, the commission did, and they set them a flat rate. And they've been on that all those years since, with the commission several times adding to that flat rate that they get, increasing it. Now it's to the point that they feel good about the economy and stuff, and they'd like to go back to that 50% like it used to be. And so, I mean, I think everybody agrees that's a good
thing. Yeah, I think it's a good move. Gives them a growth mechanism for our sales tax. And so the future right now as it stands, we don't have to get into specific amounts, Mayor, but debt service, you know, we've the biggest projects we've added is the jail addition and, of course, the new Parkview School.
Mm-hmm.
That's on our debt service payment schedule. We're already paying for those things. That's the only two big ones we've added, right?
That's the only two big ones.
So in a couple of years, our debt service payment, or the amount of debt we're paying every year, is going to fall down. So fall some, right?
It does. It starts falling over the next couple of years. You start seeing it fall about $1 million a year, and then all of a sudden it falls $2 and $3 million. Then it drops off dramatically as we paid off some of that old debt that built some of the previous schools and stuff at a high interest rate. Well, high.
Yeah.
Okay, so
5%.
And then we're looking at the bonds that we've issued over the last few years at 1.4%, 1.6%, 1.8% interest, and we've got those locked in. So we're making a lot more interest coming in than what we're paying out. So that's a good thing. That's allowed us to help build our fund balances and fund the departments too.
Yeah, so as you said, financially we're looking like we're in good shape, barring some kind of capital project need that we not really know about.
Or unforeseen disaster or something that you never know about.
Yeah. Financially, I think we're looking pretty good. Yeah. We just keep watching everything, be mindful of what's going on. We do want to take care of our employees because our employees take care of you, right? Yes. They take care of our constituents.
They're our greatest asset.
They provide the services. They're the ones you see every day, you talk with, so we want to take care of them. But we also want to be mindful of the taxpayer. We don't have a wheel tax in Putnam County. It was voted on, I think, in 08, and it failed miserably, right? Yeah. 4-1, it failed by the referendum. People didn't want a wheel tax, and we're probably one of 30, 40 counties in the state that don't have one.
Yeah.
And that's fine. We don't have to have one. It's a revenue option, but that's not even come up this year.
No.
And so
we're in such good shape, there's really no reason to be raising any kind of taxes or fees as it comes up this year.
Yeah, and right now as it stands, all the employees in the county, including the teachers, in the budget, are getting raises.
Yes.
So unless something changes for the general fund and all the other funds, solid waste and Parks and Rec and all those funds that have employees, our employees will get a raise, and that's, I think it's a good thing. I think it's needed. We're looking pretty good. The budget hopefully will be approved the last Monday in July, which I believe is July 28th.
I think it sounds right.
And so that is how we always do it in Putnam County. We wait till the last Monday in July, approve the county budget, send it into the state, usually get approval back within a couple of weeks, and we roll on with our fiscal year. And that's the time frame. So we need to be, as a budget committee, concluded with our business no later than July 7th, and we may be concluded in a couple of days. You never know. Discussion's been good. Involvement's been good. Mayor, thank you for the information you give us. I can say that you're always watching the numbers. You're a little bit obsessed with it, I think, and that's fine.
That's a big part of my job, is making sure that the finances. I'm the chief financial officer and chief executive officer for the county. That's part of my job, and I don't want to see us get in any kind of trouble. So that's we watch them all the time.
Well, and let's right quick. We just had a clean audit, right?
We did. Only one of 13 or 14 counties in the state.
Yeah. And that's how many clean audits for us in your tenure?
3 or 4. We was four. And yeah, we went some of those years that only one finding. We got so close, mm-hmm, and it might have been a finding at schools or a finding at roads or something. But I think our group does a great job. Our finance folks at the school and roads and in my office, Chelsea, and all those, I think they do a great job, and it keeps us.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're in good hands in Putnam County, with county government financially and in all other services. We continue to look for ways to improve those things. With capital projects, we take care of those and pay with cash. We're not financing it, and we will continue to do that. As long as you and I are around, we'll continue to do that. So,
well, and Ben, I want to say, working with you has been great over the years. Your knowledge, there's only one person I remember having more knowledge when it comes to county government and budgeting, and that was your uncle, Billy Rogers, that worked for CTAS and was on the county commission and served as budget chair most of the years. And so that makes a huge difference, having a commissioner that's got that kind of knowledge. And I want to say thank you to all that you've done and the rest of the budget committee members and the commissioners for the great work and relationship we've had.
Well, I appreciate that, Mayor. It's kind words coming from you, but I don't compare to Billy. We miss him and his knowledge, but I do try hard, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Folks, hope you enjoyed it like I have. Had Mayor Randy Porter from Putnam County on talking about budget. Remember, it's always easier to smile than it is to frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. It's the only way we get through this life. Have a good week. We'll see you next time.